today on Real Radio.
Start over. You do it to your computer. Every time you reboot it, you restart it. Think about it. If your cell phone's acting up, don't you restart it? You just kill it and reboot it, and it works fine after that. You can do it to your machine. Don't you think God made you to be rebooted? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Amen. Repent of your sins. Tell him tonight, God, I'm a sinner. I need you. And he'll save you.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Thy Kingdom Come, continues a series now called The God of Our Salvation, the book of Isaiah. So glad you could join us today. You know, Isaiah prophesied from the years 739 BC to 681 BC to a nation that had turned a deaf ear to the Lord. So through Isaiah, God had to warn Israel of the coming judgment in the hope that his chosen people would return to him. The book of Isaiah also provides us with a full scope into the life of Jesus Christ, his virgin birth, his sacrificial death, and his glorious return. In Isaiah chapter 34, we saw how there was a shift in the structure of Isaiah as he takes us far into the future towards a very small segment of time called the tribulation period. It was clear by that time that mankind couldn't govern themselves. God's plan is to literally save man from himself. But the purpose of this terrible seven-year period was to turn the Jews back to their Messiah. Now in Isaiah chapter 35, we'll get a welcomed break from the gloom and doom and get just a glimpse of how God restores a tired and broken world. So today on day three of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that during his thousand-year reign here on earth, Jesus will set up a perfect government in his kingdom. For the Christ follower, God's kingdom is both a physical place and a spiritual one that's inside of us, where Jesus Christ and his word will reign above all else. And now, continuing in his lesson called Thy Kingdom Come, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
The Mojave Desert is one of certainly it's a beautiful desert, but it hasn't seen its glory yet. When Christ comes back, he's going to transform the deserts, the parched lands. When you drive, is it I-40? I get all confused. Maybe it's 10 or 40. When you're heading down towards the Colorado River Valley and you see some of those dry lake beds that stretch out for miles and there's no sign of life. Can you imagine when the Lord sends rain like he's going to send rain? Then this is just a hint. Next picture. This is one of my most favorite places on earth. It's Zion National Park. And you ought to go there sometime. But listen, when it rains, you got to be careful when you're there because you can get killed. People get killed there every year because the rains come and the little creeks turn into rivers. It's beautiful, but you don't want to get caught in it. But look at that. In the middle of the desert, the explosion of life. Next picture. I forget how many we have, but that is down. That's the... What's the big canyon over here in Arizona? The Grand Canyon. That's areas of the Grand Canyon. In the middle of the desert, when it rains. Okay, next slide. I just like this painting. When I think of the millennium, I think of this stuff. And that's not a stretch. When the millennium comes, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be like the great masters painted on oil, on canvas. Next slide. Another great painting. Look at that. Listen, what were they thinking when they painted this? Seriously, this is in man's heart. Why is that there? Because as a human, you're related to your original mom and dad. There's not only a DNA in you. I believe that God has passed things along in our lives. And some of these things is the ability to appreciate that. If somebody doesn't like that, honestly, you have serious, serious mental problems. No, come on. Seriously, honestly, if you don't think that's amazing, what's wrong with you? God did this stuff. Even though that's a painting, it speaks about what God is all about. You know what? If you ever doubt that God loves you, you need to stop again and look at a tree or a flower. He didn't have to do that. Do you understand that? I'll tell you something personal. It's just us. Don't repeat this. But just the other night, Lisa and I were just getting ready to fall asleep, and she says something like, "Don't you want ice cream right now?" And so we sat in bed and ate ice cream. And I thought, I thought, this is amazing. God allowed the flavors to compute in our brain. Okay, think about that. The sky is blue. Trees are green. Think about the colors God uses. Who in the world, next slide, who in the world uses colors? Like you saw a moment ago, here it is again. Would you paint your house yellow, purple, and red? Don't you hate neighbors that do that to their homes? Right? It's like, no! God paints with those colors and it works perfect, right? He uses purple. It's like, who paints their house purple? God says, I'm gonna paint the world purple. Next slide. Okay, all right. That's a cactus blooming. If given the right environment, every one of those needles on the cactus would blossom into a flower. You wanna have a bouquet? Tear one of those balls out and let Jesus bless it, and the whole thing that's pointy, sticky, the needles, turn into a flower when Christ comes back. The deserts will bloom like a rose. You think, oh, that's poetic. Hey, if you want to think about it poetic, that's your problem. He's going to do it. He said it, he's going to do it. He's into flowers, he likes them. Seriously. Next slide. That's it. Oh, man. I could look at that stuff forever. It speaks of his handiwork. It speaks of his creation. The Bible says in Isaiah 55:12, for you shall go out with joy, this is the millennium, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you. How's that going to happen? What noises are going to take place? I don't know. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. See, that's ridiculous. Trees don't have hands. Have you ever been under a tree when the wind's blowing? And you hear the leaves moving in the wind and they rustle and they create a sound depending upon the size of the leaves and the velocity of the wind. It is absolutely therapeutic. And it's just spectacular. He goes on, Isaiah 55:13, instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Psalm 96:10. Say among the nations, this is a millennial verse, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the nations righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm going to see it. You have an awesome future. Thy kingdom come, God, please. Fourth and final argument on this is in verses 8 to 10, thy kingdom come makes for a perfect government. Finally, the world will have a king, and he will fulfill, Jesus will fulfill all of the prophecies about being a king when Christ comes. It says in verse 8, a highway shall be there and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. By the way, listen, the word in Hebrew, highway, I'm not kidding. The word highway in Hebrew means a high way. Seriously, it's not like a freeway. Is it fast track or what? What kind of, is it high occupancy lane? No, listen, this is an actual path. The word in Hebrew means an elevated road that is above the restored earth, and God is going to build it. He's going to make it happen. It's interesting because the Bible tells us that of all the nations of the world, when Christ reigns, they will be summoned, they will be invited to worship the Lord every year in Jerusalem. And apparently, they'll take a highway, a way that is high, and we'll see more about this in a moment. But think of this for a moment. That's always been the way to the house of God. It's always been elevated. Friend, listen. What if you were to go home tonight and you open up the mailbox and it says the Queen of England has asked for your presence in her court? The Queen of England invites you. People have been seeing the Queen or the King for thousands of years. but now you're invited. What would you do about that? Chances are you wouldn't say no. Chances are you'd go, but before you'd go, you know what you'd do? I know what you'd do. You'd buy a new suit or you'd buy a new dress, wouldn't you? You'd buy new shoes. And you know what? You'd shave. And you would put on perfume or cologne. You want to know why? You're going to meet the queen. Nobody just walks in off the street and meets the queen. You get ready, don't you? And by the way, before you meet the queen, her attendants will put you through an actual protocol of how you approach the queen when you enter in to the throne room. There's a way. There's so many steps, and you bow. There's so many steps, and you bow. And when you converse with her, and you don't talk unless she asks you a question. And when you're done, you go backwards and you bow again and you never turn your back on the queen. There's protocol. You get ready, you get dressed to meet the queen. When Christ comes in his perfect government, the world will approach him rightly. There'll be respect for his government. And the world will know that he's in power. That's a good day. Every believer, hallelujah, the world will know that Christ is in power. And that's a great thing. He says, or he goes on to say, Isaiah does, the unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Can I say this? The unclean will not pass over it, but will it be for you? Will you be there? Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. Wow, if you're dumb, if you're a bozo, get on the road. Not you. I mean, I'm talking about those people then, the mortals that are just a fool. Apparently, there's going to be some fools in the world at that time, but they're not without hope. They can get on the highway. This is always good news. Verse 9, no lion shall be there. That's good. Nor shall any ravenous beast go up on it. It shall not be found there. But the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord, you can circle those words, that means Israel. The ransomed of the Lord, that's Israel, shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. And they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isn't that wonderful? One more final image for tonight. One more final image. When Christ returns, he will shatter not only UN Resolution 2334, but he will shatter the minds of men. He will certainly mock the United Nations and Israel's enemies. You want to know why? You see what you're looking at right here? Do you see that? This is the promised land given to Abraham by God. Right now, there's Israel right here. And there's people that say, no, we need Israel to go back to its pre-67 borders. Well, why stop at 67 borders? Why not go back about 3,000-4,000 years ago borders that God promised? Listen, Solomon came close to possessing all of this. He was the most successful king ever when it comes to the promised land, but he didn't make it. This is the promised land. No king of Israel, and never has Israel ever possessed the promised land, ever. God's got a great plan for Israel, and it gives me great pleasure to know the UN can't stand it. This is going to be the boundaries of the millennial Israel. This will be Israel. And CNN is gonna freak out. It's going to be amazing. The question is tonight, are you going to be there? Because in Luke 17, 20 to 21, we end here. The Bible says, now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered and he said to them, now listen, everybody. Jesus says, the kingdom of God does not come with observation. You say, wait a minute, we just got them talking about him restoring the earth and all that. That's the material fulfillment of the kingdom coming. Jesus says it doesn't come by observation. No one will say, here it is, there it is, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. And that's where we end tonight. You, I don't care who you are tonight, you can be the most profuse, sinning, maniac, godless freak in the world. And you can be a hater of God. Inside of you, if you want to pay attention to it or not, is a throne room inside of you. The Bible says that you've been created to be the temple of the living God. Those of you who trust Christ, you are the temple of the living God. For those of you who have not accepted Christ, your life is lonely. You're seeking sex, drugs, rock and roll, possessions, something to fill the void. That's what you're doing. I'm not faulting you for your pursuits. Up until now, you haven't known what you're doing. Man, I gotta get some more drugs. Man, I gotta get some more violence. Man, I need to have some more sex. Man, I gotta have a meaningful life. I gotta own some more stuff. Hey, we all understand your yearning is because you have a throne with no one on it. That's why you do that stuff. That's why we all used to do that stuff. We were empty. You need to get your throne clear of your interest in Christ on your throne. The kingdom of God is within you, if you're willing. Thy kingdom come. It can happen right now. It can happen to you tonight. Say, Pastor, I've sinned too big. Oh, boy. You know what? We wish. We could go through that again. You say, what do you mean? Those of us who were really big sinners before we came to Christ, it just turns out that the words of Jesus were true. The person who's forgiven much is the person that loves him much. Okay, look, the world is, or America's laughing at us right now because we had rain. They all get rain. They don't thank God when it rains. They go, you know, here it rains again. We never get rain, and then it rains, and we're thanking God for every drop. Think about that in the reverse regarding sin. If you're a big, big whopper of a sinner, and you understand that, and it's taking you to hell, it's going to pull you right down to the pit, and you hear the gospel tonight that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, and you can be forgiven and have your conscience cleared, no more pills, no more pursuits, you get clean inside. What has happened? The kingdom has come into you. And all of a sudden, it's like, I want God stuff in my life. And not only that, but I want to do God things, and I want to do all that stuff, and at the same time, I want to be looking for God coming. And I want to say, thy kingdom come. You have a new life. Start over. You do it to your computer. Every time you reboot it, you restart it. Think about it. If your cell phone's acting up, don't you restart it? You just kill it and reboot it, and it works fine after that. You can do it to your machine. Don't you think God made you to be rebooted? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Amen. Repent of your sins. Tell him tonight, God, I'm a sinner. I need you. And he'll save you. Let's do it right now. Father, we come to you tonight. We thank you, God, that in this gathering tonight, there are sinners that are going to heaven and there's sinners that are going to hell. The sinners going to heaven, Lord, we have been transformed from the inside out. Truly, the kingdom of God has come inside of us. But tonight, we pray for those who have never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that they would do so tonight without fear, standing before angels and humans, before the glory of Jesus and before the blackness of Satan. I'm going to ask you tonight to get up out of your seat and to come forward as we play this song. Just stand at this platform down here on the floor. Stand for Jesus. Maybe you've accepted Christ, or you're not sure, or you wanted tonight, or you've never publicly made that confirmation before anyone else. Jesus said, if you acknowledge me before men, I'll acknowledge you before my Father, which is in heaven. If you deny me, I must deny you. Right now, as we play this song, you get up and come quick. It's late. We need to get our children. I understand it. But you need Jesus. And I need you to just be a man or a woman about it and get up and come and stand at the base of this stage. And I'll lead you into prayer. You come quick. Hurry up. Hurry before Jesus comes. Imagine right now the ship is leaving the dock. And they're about ready to move that gangplank off the ship, that entry plank. And inside of you right now, you're saying, man, I should do this, but I'm afraid of what she'll think, what he'll think. Or I don't know if I'm ready, but I should do this. If you've got that going on inside, I want to tell you right now, that struggle going on inside is because the Holy Spirit is encountering you right now. He's given you that turbulence. And you need to respond to him. So in the next 30 seconds, you make your way down before we pray with these, but you obey him. This is the first step. You obey him and you come. 30 seconds and the ship leaves. Come on, pray this prayer. And even though we're all praying it together, it's a prayer that you have to make personal. Though it's a group prayer offered up, it's real if you make it sincere. And that's a decision only you can make. Jesus said that if you make that sincere decision, you're going to be born again. Born again is a decision you make to follow Christ, not join a church, not become a member of a church, not be obedient to a church, but to be obedient to God, your maker, your redeemer. And so let these words pass from your lips. You can say it out loud. Let him hear you. He knows what's in your heart. But the Bible says if you confess him with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, you shall be saved. That's simple. He died for you. So pray this prayer. Dear Lord, I come to you tonight. I ask you to forgive me of my sins and to write my name in your book of life. Thank you for dying for me. And having been risen from the dead, because I now proclaim Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. But know this tonight, you've publicly stood for Christ. You responded to the stirring of the Holy Spirit. What has happened inside of you tonight is not by man, it's not by any friends, though they've been praying for you. It's God at work in your life. And today, listen, please hear this. What you just did right now is not the end of your journey. Well, I went forward at Calvary Chapel on that Wednesday night. No. Listen, this is not the ending. This is just now the beginning. From this moment on, God is going to work in your life, and you, trust me, please, what God has in store for you, you will not be able to believe now that he has the control of your life. You have now come to the very reason why you were created, and he makes you new tonight. You'll recognize this in your thought process even tonight on your way home. He has come inside of you. It's not based on feeling. You invited him in, he came. Watch what happens.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called Thy Kingdom Come. Thanks for joining us today. And when you allow Jesus Christ to take over your life, you too can experience eternal kingdom living and his love that lasts forever. Thy Kingdom Come is part of Pastor Jack's series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who shared with us the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, over 700 years before the day he was born. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. You know, if you haven't made the decision yet to invite Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Savior, because maybe you've got a few questions, well, we'd love to help you out with that. Simply go to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. There's a tab there that says Know God. That's K-N-O-W, God. And once you're there, Pastor Jack has a short video for you to watch on what it means to have salvation through Jesus Christ. We're not here by accident. And God loves us so much that he provides a way for us to have a personal relationship with him. There's also a space provided for you to give us your email address in case you still have more questions or you want to leave a comment. So head on over to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org, and click on that tab that says Know God. And you'll find that deciding to follow Christ will give you a peace that passes all understanding. Visit our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. And if you need to get a hold of us, call us, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.